My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day, all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever. So I just want to encourage all of you to really surrender to whatever it is. I'm encouraging myself as I'm saying this, that we would surrender to whatever it is that he is placing in our life, and that he uses everything for good. He uses everything for good. And he will cast us off of our thrones. He's going to cast us off of our thrones, and he's going to make us hungry and empty, and that's all good. That's all good things to be. It's a great place. It's a great place to be. It's ready for his work. So I just want to encourage you all in that. And I'm just going to say a prayer of commitment that you all pray this together.
Yes.
So if we just pray this together, surrendering whatever it is in our hearts that might be blocking us from fully giving ourselves to Jesus as Savior and Lord of our life. Lord Jesus Christ, I come before you as I am, in my sinfulness and in my weakness. I accept you as my Savior and my God. I surrender to you and commit my ways to your ways. I reject Satan and all his evil works. I reject the ways of the world and the ways of the flesh. Cover me with your precious blood. Release in me the fullness of your Holy Spirit, so I may live my life magnifying your name. Amen.